Every girl on fourth floor of factory will go on stand. Atlanta Constitution, August 16, 1913. Mrs. E. H. Carson, mother of Rebecca Carson, and a forewoman in the pencil factory, was put on the stand late in the afternoon. How long have you been employed by the pencil factory? 3 years. Did you ever see blood spots around the dressing rooms? Yes. When did you see Jim Connolly last?
Saw Connolly on Tuesday.
I saw him the Tuesday after the murder. He came to my machine and I said, "Jim, I see they haven't got you yet." Thursday he came again. I told him the same thing. He said that he had done nothing for them to get him about. I said no. And poor Mr. Frank hasn't done anything either. He said, "No'm," and he's as innocent as you is. When I said that they would get the murderer when they arrested that nigger Mrs. Arthur White saw on the first floor, Jim walked away, and I've never seen him to this day.
How long have you known Frank?
3 years.
What is his general character, good or bad?
Good.
What is Jim's reputation?
Bad.
Cross-examination by Dorsey.
How often did you ever come in contact with Frank?
Whenever he would come up the aisle on my floor.
He came up that aisle quite often, didn't he?
Yes.
Was on the same floor.
Wasn't Frank there when you had the first talk with Connolly?
Yes, he was on the same floor.
When did you see those spots?
I can't remember.
Was it blood?
It looked mighty like it to me.
Tell us everywhere you ever saw this blood.
Around the dressing rooms, in the aisles, and around the sinks.
Couldn't it have been paint?
It was dark and hard to distinguish. Arnold, resuming direct examination, said,
"You know most of the girls on the fourth floor?"
"Yes."
"We intend putting on the stand every girl on the fourth floor to question her whether or not she has ever been in Frank's office and seen other girls there or beer bottles."